News. I'm John Scott. At long last, that ship that took out a major bridge in Baltimore is headed for repairs.
The container ship that caused the deadly collapse of a bridge in Baltimore has been refloated and removed from the crash scene. The dolly began backing away at 6 a.m. this morning under sunny skies and began making way roughly 2.5 miles to a marine terminal with an escort of tugboats. Pieces of steel bridge truss are protruding from the bow. Officials have said they plan to unload the ship's containers and complete some short-term repairs while it's docked in Baltimore. A preliminary report from the National Transportation Safety Board found the ship experienced 4 electrical blackouts in the hours before it left port, lost power, and crashed into one of the piers of the Francis Scott Key Bridge on March 26th. 6 construction workers on the bridge were killed. I'm Jennifer King.
On the international front, Iranian President Ibrahim Raisi has died. Raisi died Sunday along with the foreign minister and other officials in a helicopter crash in northwestern Iran. He was 63. Also at SRNNews.com, in Dallas over the weekend at the annual meeting of the National Rifle Association, former President Donald Trump vows to protect gun owners' rights if he's elected back into office.
The survival of our Second Amendment is very much on the ballot. You know what they want to do. They're going to, if they get in, our country is going to be destroyed in so many ways, but the Second Amendment will be, it's under siege. But with me, they never get anywhere, and we need that Second Amendment for safety, forgetting about even going hunting and all of the things that you do. We need it for safety.
Meanwhile, the Trump criminal trial back in session in New York, Mr. Trump's former attorney, Michael Cohen, is back on the witness stand. And stocks are trading higher. The Dow up 55 points, NASDAQ composite adding 107. This is SRN News. Most evangelical Christians don't think the label is political. SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
According to a new poll from Gray Matter Research and Infinity Concepts, only 2% of evangelicals say the term is defined by a specific set of political beliefs. This despite the fact that the mainstream media uses evangelical as exactly that, the label for a particular segment of the U.S. electorate. The survey also finds that more than one-third of evangelicals think the term is misused, and another third aren't really sure what it means. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
South Korea, with a sizable Christian population, but young people are increasingly being drawn to Buddhism due to the social media-savvy influencers, including a monk who went viral on Instagram and a comedian who dresses like a monk. Religious belief has been steadily declining in South Korea for years now, especially among young adults. This is SRN News. Disneyland character and parade performers in California have voted to join a labor union.
Disneyland performers who helped bring Mickey Mouse, Cinderella, and other beloved characters to life at the Southern California Resort chose to unionize following a 3-day vote. The association and cast members will discuss improvements to health and safety, wages, benefits, working conditions, and job security before meeting with Walt Disney Company representatives about negotiating the staff priorities into a contract. In recent years, Disney has faced allegations of not paying its Southern California workers a livable wage. Parade performers and character actors earn a base pay of $24.15 an hour, with the union already represents theatrical performers at Disney's Florida parks. I'm Haya Panjwani.
Bruce Nordstrom, a retail executive who expanded his family's Pacific Northwest department store chain into an upscale national brand, has died at his home. Nordstrom was 90. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.